when it comes to meeting costs, whether it be contractor costs or whatever else, maybe feed costs, just general running costs, you know, those monies should have been paid up on time. And it's through no fault of the farmers that those payments have delayed. Now, we've actually discussed this on a number of occasions with the department. That at the outset, they were saying they had IT issues in relation to payments and that. And later on then, a change to staffing issues. So it's very hard even to get a clear picture from the department as to what's actually causing the problems. Now, we do know that there was an issue, an IT issue, and the uploading of scorecards and that onto the department system that would allow for payments. But, you know, at this stage, we're 2.5 years nearly into the scheme now, and at that 1,000, they're still roughly awaiting payments. That's just totally unacceptable.
Phelim, do you feel that this will result in more farmers being reluctant if there was other schemes launched as well?
Yeah, well, this is something that's actually come across to us because the fact that, you know, as I said earlier, that the scheme was promoted as being very beneficial to farmers from an income perspective. You know, quite clearly, this undermines the confidence in the farmers and the ability of the department to deliver what they promise. And that is a serious situation. So the whole, you know, drawing up of the scheme quite clearly, and it's something that we actually raised when we were in Brussels meeting the commission in relation to the problems with acres. There was very little consultation with farmer representatives when the scheme was being drawn up. And it's been overcomplicated to the extent that these now have these complications have led to payment delays and that. So I think from the future point of view, there needs to be greater engagement. So at least the farmers would have confidence that whatever scheme is put in place, that it would deliver what it actually says